So one time they were traveling again, they went to this head, that monster's head, and they just stopped their boat right there, go up to the bank probably, or to the ground where the head was upright, and stand next to it. The person would be maybe as tall as you, but the head would still be above. So it was that big. That's how big it was. So it still existed that at that time when this person went by there. Maybe he'll get his name after all.
Tara tap kok du korrekt dat na sega ka hotik tarani angilla kam inimi non angilal kin yakshuk dat na we hotik na wa are una una uwa una angilla hondigli nyu na gaxil gichot tarani nunami ne nulai menye tap kok nulai kin yu kok una tut kagin lete plugin yung negat konerak ta na sinyer nyeragi masinyer te karnak sa kumila kata inyuk sinyer tu kartet lugi te kuminyak lo sinyer kak lo wase ta na kilak so teak sip lugo sunun te makano tip ranun kilunun na ulayanu sunut te Lunami galak mek talik ilokak ni kilak sotip luik. Tokotchulak nyerak tapkok. Nulaikin.
So after they killed this monster, they went back to where they were living. The brother went back to, did we say Kotzebue area? And the brother went back to that Tapkangmit area. But when this younger brother went back, he went back to his two wives. But his two wives didn't like the way he treated these people down here, you know, taking away their belongings and stuff like that. So one of these wives had something to do with hypnotism, I guess, put a person in a deep sleep. So that's what she did to this husband of theirs, and start tying him up to big trees, or there wouldn't be trees out there in that area, but there would be driftwood, heavy driftwood. So they tied him up to these things on both arms and both legs, I think.
Tara wata no koti gira gato na tara yok ta no kela sote di gata kami kono lekin kapinega ilakatan tamo na tara to ko chaklo kapi mat naglan wahi tekoni tamni tek tekon tara yok to matka aklonat kela sote payang ta na kito kala lekloit makete kala oto Nulai mi penyet makni ili coklat kami, inyo makna penyet makni. Tako nulai mi pakai mi penyet makni ukarwiri. Dikirani nyak makna penyasuk naklunga makin naksunga. Naglik syaktit miriptik tada iliptik tuaktit nganikani tada mani nyerik tak. Tada si tada tukut paluk lu tak nak man.
And sure enough, after they tied him up to this heavy driftwood, one of the wives spear him with a spear. And that's when he woke up. He woke up and untied himself up because you know how strong he was. And when he realized that his wives were doing this to him, he told him, I thought these people from over here that I've been bothering came to kill me, but instead it's you it's you too. So he went right back lying the way he was a while ago, and he was tied up. He told his wife just to get rid of him right there, kill him. So they did. That's how they got rid of him. And this younger brother had a spear when they were fighting that monster. I forgot to mention that. The younger brother had a spear and the older brother fight with his knife. When they were fighting that rat in the lake.
There are tamna, ilagan, tarunga, glatter, a pep. Ashi tamna, leuna, kubrava, tarunga, tatna, selakta, angelaka, mita, matatna, selak, silgin, yasuk, that niva yakto, aktak, silgin, yagatako. No more was he that Nagala Whitman? Tapka, Uka, she would never go to Negat. There are no tell the thing of Ne, that Nalgit, but there are Pisagas out clue.
Ah.
Uvasa Gilgitman? That night. I choked to a lock on it, young Iki a lock on it. The Matka. Kayak mi jauh nusamung iki galau kami iki la ikipman agit rufsa akuting tak nemana kebiu waksinya katu wani ne saksapan kalau ni ne yu minyak nyak lu inyu gilokan ni katil lakun merdesat kunik pawa paman inyu tunak ditut tak ne kebiu tak ne tak nadi kami tunggu bersih terus kayangan tinggi kaksip juga nunami tak nak kahlu ikan di kata men kayangan tahun tunggu macam ilip caksa malu tak popko kahlu niklu panan niklu terus tak disagut reklu terus gua panggut ni nanti umirakane. Angok sok tak tu kami itna tamat ko dikit lak kapayani tak na tokotil ginye ga tak rumingat tak shonek mik mulik sakahone aksik kapayani tak na tokotil ginye ga teragla tokun negat terani tam.
Yeah, I switched these brothers. He was talking about the oldest brother a while ago, which the two wives killed. I misunderstood him on that one. So now, last of all, there was this younger brother left. And when he went back to this Wales area, this Dapamid area, he started doing that again, taking away the belonging from these people. So one day they planned before he goes there again, we should do something about him, get rid of him. So one day he went there with his long kayak to get their meat, all their belongings. And when he goes there, he puts his kayak on the ground so that they can put food in there. And at this time he was sitting in his kayak, and they start packing food around him like this through this opening of his kayak. And then when it's full enough, they shove him down into the ocean probably. They stuff him up with all these food so it'll be hard for him to get out of the kayak. He won't pull himself out that easy. And they had their bow and arrows and all kinds of spears ready. And they were putting this food, and all the villagers were there surrounding him. And when they shove him in down to the ocean, right away they start shooting him with bow and arrows and all kinds of weapons. They have spears and all those. And when they start doing that to him, he paddled real hard, you know, go like this, probably twice, and kill a few more people himself. Because the, see, here's a paddle right here. I didn't quite understand the part about, but the shoulder blade of the walrus is right there on both paddles. So he hit them with these bones and killed a few people. But that's how they killed him, that youngest brother.
Pendek dan rekin cikgu kau pendek tak tu, tera terumah tera sokak tak tamko, tamu kau tu tiga suka met tera lokak dik takut mati tera terumi so isurak tu.
So that's the end of these two last brothers. That's the end of the story.
Now it's August 4, 1983, and Joe Sun is going to tell another old but true story, this one about mammoths.
Tepjo ukah nak saya dah ukat ke, pak mampan ni kulit tit ni inyum ni inyum nak tahu ni tu, tema tu, amun nak kulit kami, terus nubijak si tarikat terpangna, amun nak kasih jutingan si, masih amun nak kami ilat ni tema, mohonga nunali jutip lugu. Tatpak ngat kau tip lugu, tamonga nun update nun monga tikisit lugu pirak nega tepjo.
He says, there's a saying long time ago, there's other people living above us, you know, different people, like these three brothers maybe. And when they decided to hunt, you know, probably for these mammoths or some other animals they have up there, the skies form a lot of clouds, make it real cloudy so that it won't show from below maybe. And sometimes when they get a catch, they bring it down here to the earth and work on it or something. I'm going to say something about
tamat jale tamat kaninga anggota kahoting kiri bang nik pecangit nik tamat jale tatpak ngata na atkal rokluwi amitara tatna malik lugu pecangat tatkahak nesok tamongan nunamun wasi nunamun tikiri kamitara nunamun manak egip lugu tara tatna makat lijuni tatna manasi batara pisakirak negat.
When they're going after a mammoth, this mammoth comes down somehow to our earth here, and our earth is so tender for this big, huge mammoth, it just sinks into the ground, and that's where they would kill it.
Uwasi tak negok terjadi terpaksa mendarat tu. Uwasi karena ni kat yang met kat kau argurong ni puji cik nak kami takkanlah injak tak kau senyap ni tu. Takkanlah ni inyo kaki orang nesok orang mima.
Yeah. Once upon a time, there was a man by Bui Village. There are little mountains down by above Kayana. There was once a man, probably sitting around in that area, those small little mountains, one time. Well, first he said that is how they hunt their mammoths, from those people from above us. And then there was once this man sitting on this.
Uvari tam na kaki morakta uplame ite katalit merlo tani na siya klolo rag nxaome inyuk tiki sernegak tara nalunere inyuk tapkok tiki chak uvari tiki nyameko ukakwigen negak ubagok makatlit sinyakta.
This man was on top of those mountains, you know, and all of a sudden he didn't even realize there were two people already right beside him, right in front of him or somewhere. And these two people told him that we're trying to get an animal to get, you know, to this ground so it'll sink or can't get away from us. If you want to watch us do this, come with us. They said that to that man.
Orlotiga kinyoku ta nupira gaksirok tamra angumabira sungat nagigakla. Tabung oral laku tigok tara narbop sinyane. Shogo ganya. Negrutiga lao kapay ta na mo luni sabunga tara orle orliyat langanig nekone. Upasi tapko tikit nyamiko. Tämä satko mitä ne pesäk tohlu pisare lu pisare amikko ta ne tamani tohlu to tuk to konera uva shabam nar ne plu shakom nar ne plu ta lu mari to tuk to vaxe plu.
And sure enough, they took him with them, and there was a little lake from a few distance away from there. And there was this big mammoth knee deep into the ground already. So they killed it with whatever weapons they had, these two. And they told the man, just stay here and watch us butcher it up, cut it up. See how you can see how we do it.
Tautuk tauvaksikik sekomikaksik mako tanna. Tamongi leksluku sekomikluku tautuk taurik tanna. Tanna kalau kami tera itkaneja seksilja kamikko. Ila katat pinjaka. Nekinjako mogut tauvunik neksukaakin jitnagnikak. Tamna vasi tauvungaktekoni. Kerup tarnak tu rahone ik nexok ne gaksi jalak tok ik ninga ik nexok sota ik negut le gaksi rok teragok tarna palleri kumiyak tarnik pilek tohone ik nexok sahalak tok tako ko sabwite ik nak mata tarunga pijalak akige kerup nak kalagi sitak menyum.
And then after a while, after they butchered all this animal up, they told, one of the guys told this guy to built up a fire so that they can cook and eat. That open fire. So this man went right away and start gathering dry wood and all those that can make a fire real fast. And he tried and tried and ignite this open fire, but it wouldn't. He would light it up, but then you know how rain or water falls on the water and goes sizzling? It would just go like that and turn off again. He really tried hard, but it wouldn't ignite.
Tak nak tit lugu tara, ik nak sut rasit lugu sulit tak nak. Tak kau git kena kami tanya ni, nak kebanyakan kami tara. Argi sangmik nik saga kotik tanya kakami. Tak nik nak sona kalau tak tikinnya lak. Tara kau git langgar lora gak seru mik nun tak rupa dapat tak sih. Kau begini mami. Umasig lang nga lara katakala kami, ila katagok, tabluma. Doon nga narwara sinyalan, kibingaranik, ta nakirahlumnik, tada narwata ko sinyalan iba, kirahlumin makaw tada, imilkhaya sa lara ito. Ta natsinig pilaktura ko ni taunak nga, kiliwaklas lagi tada. Tak nak ik nak susah kami ke putih teruk terhadap kau.
And when these two men went to this guy that was trying to build this fire, they start smiling at each other's. These two different people, and then one of them went down by the lake. They were carrying a piece of meat to cook right there by that open fire. But they saw this guy having problem lighting up this open fire. And one of those guys went down to a lake and started picking these real heavy soaked wood, soaked with water, and gathered those wood and bring them up. And sure enough, when he put light through there, they just ignited up big flames and all that. Even though they were real wet.
Tara chini gogo bosho na waki rokaga nexet tara kiligwa mutatna chemu pipiting na tara miki apta miki ngamale keruk talug ni rakama tara ma tip raklura nexonik imakton kone mata anga yokama kilig beru tiksani uwa na kerup talgin yaso nakakita kita mali makton na imakton kurot kilig beru tiksani pila nikang itaman
and they start cooking the meat up, so this is how they cook their elephant, the mammoth meat, you know, with those wet, real soaking wet wood. And when Joe was small, you know, just a young boy, when he's gathering wood and found a wet driftwood from the sandbar, his mom would say, "Oh, you're getting these wood, what they used to cook the mammoth with." You know? Just thinking of this story, I guess.
Tak kuningi nak sokami, nak inya katigi pulau tamna, nak u nak sokong nak eh, ada nak u menyaga tablu ma, kayungi langak nak, nak eh mak, wahai itkanya kami nak ni kata kami, tayungau tip pulau, sekup tamu nun, tak awin nak mak. Tak nanti kami acuak, angil kau rasa lebet nak lu, wari ukak begip lu, terangil kau tiukko, terangunga angil kau ti lu, orang begyun, sekejau kau bse sekejau mon ini laki sih, itu nang nega.
And they, after they ate right there, this man that they took with them really liked the meat too. It was tasty. So after they ate right there by that fire, they went back to where these guys were butchering the mammoth. And they gave him a piece of meat about so big. Take this back to wherever you came from and put it in your cold storage. That's what they told this guy. And they told him also, if you bring this meat back and put it in your cold storage, tell your wife each time she's getting some food for them to eat, not to bring it all in the house, but just cut a piece at a time. You know, when it's eating time, just cut a piece at a time. Not bringing it all into the house. See what will happen, they told him. So he packed back this piece of meat to his hometown, his place. So he told his wife all this, and that's what she started doing. Each time she goes out there to get some other food to cook, and plus cutting off a piece of that, she would cook it and they would eat it. And the next time if she goes out to the cold storage again, that piece of meat that she cut off from would be back in place, and that piece of meat would be whole again. And the meat looked fresh all the time, tastes fresh, never get old. And every time she cut a piece of it, the next day when she comes back to cut a piece, the piece would be back in its place. And that meat that the husband bring there would look the same all the time without being cut. Okay, that's the end of this first guy. But there was another one that went to these mountains, which called Buvlich. Another man. But this one's got a name this time, this guy. The first one, they never mentioned his name when they told the story. So this one is Adog Rejek. Was the second man that went to these same mountains where this guy experienced all this. And each time this guy must have a camp down below these little mountains. And every time he's going up to those mountains, he never wear mukluks or any kind of boots, no mukluks. He just oil the bottom of his feet with some kind of an oil and would be on those mountains all day long without any boots. He said he might have traps up there and he'd be hunting also. But he never wears any boots.
Tamna tera atau rechak tamna tat pichane khaki moral gichak tabru matun o matun inyuk tekil ginyega gublami tat nechik o mat tekishik tu tap chum natun tat nahe kayung ngitil gilugo ubago amosak nakta makat lechinyakta to tukta o kasugalutinuwa kusak tap tekin nit nangnega Uvasi tabruma malikkuman rääksinjärik. Ami malikkisalaurik. Tänä angat kokpaura kohdisigumme aglan malikka jaknip lyvykit nagnärik.
So this guy was up there in the morning when he woke up probably. All of a sudden there were these two same people again. Or these two people from up there that appeared to the first person. They did the same thing to this guy. And these two told him that they're going to have an animal sink into the ground and just get it there. So if you want to watch us, come with us. But this guy, when they asked him, he refused. He said to them, if I gonna become a big shaman, I can follow you, but if I won't be, I won't. No, don't want to follow them. So that's what this person told him. He wanted to become a shaman. If he won't, then he won't follow.
Pasi tak nak makne, asap kelinyer inyun ne ubat tu kurang, tak nak makiti cukup, angip cakta lasi yuminya aku dalam malik kaya kepikit nalinyer, terus tak kau angil kelinyer, terus inyun angip cakta lasi kesini nalinyer.
If that is your wish, that's what you will be. You'll become a great shaman if you just follow us. This is what they told him. And he asked them again, will I be able to have a dead person come back to life? This person asked him, sure enough, that's what you'll be doing if you just follow us.
At lamigasa pagel ginyak, uba inyerak ilagun ingurak tak tikaklu itnanut katalo mayaoko aglatera malikaya kaptigit dal ginyak takko terangil ginyak tak naigisirutit tera malikko bichit dal ginyak.
And there was another question again. If I see a little mountain just, in a certain place out of all those mountains, not with the other mountain, will I be able to move that little mountain to another place? And this guy said, yes, that's what you'll do if you just follow us.
Tereta nalgit makne angilgit makne atlamag apegalginya kimnya uwa isingnak terukan nuwa piya tat kimnya uwa isingnak iyarak tat khamna ikit kura itna alulakaglu isumabtu nabgura lek minyakupku tera ulaka sipaktu nga tera taknat kasi yung minyakumet nak itnam nek.
And then there was this last question that he asked him. If I lick my little finger, he says, he pointed out there was a jade right here in Arshamnak Creek, a big boulder of jade back there. And he asked him, will I be able to lick my little finger and just slice this jade up with my hand? You know, he asked them this question again, but these two guys smiled at each other, looked at each other and said, no, that's one thing you won't be able to do. Maybe we're too weak for that. For you to become that. Do this one. So you're not going to follow us then. And they just leave him behind. They said, we're not going to be able to work this out for you, you know, and they just left him behind.
Tamaramako, Sean Rich, Sean Ruin Mako, Kiligwe, Sean Rich, Pocket Tuckangit, Magna, Taraguk, that Magna, Tatnatamonga, that Pakipko, Amunda Kamigli, Tamara, Sean Nikungit, Nikokak, the Taman.
Oh, Walaka. So these old bones that you guys are finding today are from the ones that these people bring down and butcher down here on this earth. He says that's where they come from. So this is how these people from above us hunt these mammoths, bringing them down to earth, have them sink in the ground and just kill them right there, butcher them up. So there's old bones, not in one place, but anywhere, you know, like in, I think they found some too in Cayenne area at that time, but they're everywhere.
Mm.
He said he found the tooth of a mammoth long time ago when he was young. Joe did, probably at the area of right here, just upriver. Their summer camp used to be, but in the sandbar across from there. He said it must be from there that I find this thing. And when he found it, when these people, his relatives maybe and other people said, this is the tooth of a devil. But he said it was the tooth of a mammoth. It was so big. That's the end of this.
Sumite,
he's wondering what to add. So he says that's the end of the mammoth hunting from these different people above us. And at this time he's going to talk about that great flood that happened long ago. The water was so high it went up to the top of the mountains.
What a money, Ulek Paul Honetatna. In your end of it, you ugly, you knocked out, tap chalk or to get a regret. That give up. Call locked up given yangani. In your rectamna, umavira at Naragat. That give a new youth in your nap miniature.
Just above Korloktuk River, there's a mountain called Umavira. So during this big flood, there were people living on top mountains at that time because there was so much high water. So there were people living on top this mountain too, which they call Umevirak, just above Korloktuk River.
Uvase that give any new chit rutting. I say, should the pitch work it looked at nipping any in your revolve shoulder, no warning in you should not let it rutting. That no cottage again.
And there were people too back here in that big mountain. You can see from out there if you go out. There were people living up there too on top mountain top.
Wahai tak nak laut mata, tak nak kami terani. Puna penyanyi yang kebom kangen ikhtane ilan sokinyu kasagaya migo katilik.
And there was a person amongst these people that were living on the mountain back of us is named Inyarivok. So there was one person named Kasirayak amongst these people.
Ah. sillä kun asiaa nova olla hoidin. Ukunani umai viira prangani taan ukunani. Tällä kun loitsakta uvaksilekta ylitsohleksluvu. Tapko uko aviinegat. Aviineksut. Kasega jaa kulla uvaksilaa hoidin. Mä raggeaksilekman.
Unna
kuumittaa tuttuni, umair liilaa pärit tuottat pitiin juuk liilaa kauni, tarasuli nyt liilaa tamani. Tikitsun umair tunnin ritsalahto.
Okay, this person kasika jok has a brother. Angut migami katikak paluk tuunnani.
Ii, angut migami tara.
Had a brother in some place. And one day he took some other guys with him and got a boat ready and fly through air somehow. And then they were just going towards these people at Umevira. They were just approaching that little settlement there. These people says hollered real loud, "There comes Kasiraya flying over us." And all of a sudden they're boat went like this and landed in water close to these people and just landed up on their mountain. And Joe said, when you see that mountain from the river, when you look up there, it really looks like a boat, and there's few rocks too that look like people in this boat. That's why they call it.